Mr. Wah, thank you for your time on the Country Hour. Your company here in Vietnam, you own 5 feedlots, 2 abattoirs, getting ready to build another feedlot. Can you tell us about these new feedlots of yours and what they look like?
Yeah, sure. The first feedlot was with an abattoir. And then as we move along, it's not enough capacity to hold the cattle anymore. So we have to build the second feedlot. And then just like that, and it go to the third, the fourth, and number five now. Yeah, I think now we can hold around 12,000 head of cattle in our feedlot.
And this expansion is all because of what, increased numbers of cattle coming from Australia?
Yeah, yeah, because it's just demand from the market. And then with the shipping schedule as well, we need the capacity to hold the cattle that we can supply to our supply chain is long enough before another shipment comes.
Do you take cattle from elsewhere, or is it all from Australia?
Before, we did take cattle from other countries too, like Thailand or Cambodia, Burma. But now we only take cattle from Australia.
Exclusively Australian cattle in your feedlots?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exclusively.
What are Australian cattle like?
So far they have been good. Not very good at the beginning, because our people need to get used to with your cattle with a lot of kicking.
Yep.
Yeah, but yeah, now I think we can handle them all right.
These ones here aren't doing much kicking. They are very quiet, aren't they?
Yeah, they're doing better after a week in a feedlot.
A week?
They're getting better, yeah.
To all cattle producers listening to this, what sort of cattle are you after?
Here we mainly target sending cattle to abattoir for slaughter straight away. So the cattle need to be in good condition. And at the moment, I don't have enough capacity to hold them for feeding so that I can bring them up from a lower condition to good condition for slaughter. So for us now, preferable that we have ready to slaughter cattle coming to Vietnam so we can send them direct to the abattoir.
You want heavy cattle in good condition?
Yeah, heavy cattle in good condition.
And Mr. Wah, does it matter if they're male or female cattle?
Yeah, actually in Vietnam they prefer the male cattle instead of female. And between steer and bull, they still prefer bull to steer. And even for feeding, they still prefer bull to steer because they believe that with bull, the growth rate is better.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, SCAS, what's it been like meeting Australia's rules on animal welfare?
Yeah. At first, we find that SCAS is difficult to deal with. And of course, initially, we didn't fully understand what SCAS is all about as well. But as we move along and the help from our exporter, they have been with us and support and giving support in financially as well with idea on how to improve our system as well. Yeah, and with the equipment, with the help, with the training and from MLI as well. So I think yeah, we getting to know understand the SCAT better, and I think it's okay to deal with.
Do you think it's worth doing?
Yeah, I think it is. It's worth to do it anyway. Because in working with SCAT and apply it, I think it will improve the quality of the beef too.
Oh, the beef will taste better.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
What do you think the future of the live cattle trade to Vietnam will be?
I think it very much depend on how much cattle in Australia that we receiving. From what I see, then we think that if in Vietnam we receive average about 20,000 head of cattle every month, then it would be good for the market to go. And it needs to spread out the whole year. But if you are at one time that you come in, let's say double that amount, then we would have problem with the sensitivities, with the price and stuff. Because if 2 years back, the Australian cattle wouldn't be able to come into Vietnam because the price of beef in Vietnam that time is so much lower.
Right.
But now it's come to a level that we can work. But if too many coming in, the price drop again, and it's not.
You don't want to flood the market. You don't want Australian cattle flooding the market.
No, of course not. Yeah.
So 20,000 head a month, good condition, heavy cattle would make you happy.
Yeah, yeah. For sure. Yeah.
And you've also got a little bit of interest in buffalo as well. You take them?
Yeah. I think with for buffalo market, then we are what Australia need. I think we can take a lot of buffalo from you if you can supply. Of course, it's the same thing. It's ready to slaughter buffalo with heavy buffalo and good condition. Yeah.
Thank you so much for your time on the country air. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you very much. My pleasure.